Prepare your watercraft today for the upcoming waterfowl hunts. We're going over the checklist next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Make sure your watercraft is ready for the upcoming waterfowl hunts. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation. Check some common problems.
When it comes to overloading, you got a small boat. You want to take a couple of your buddies out there. We're all men. We can't be afraid of how much we weigh. If it's your boat, you got to start calculating, okay, how much does this guy weigh? How much does this guy weigh? How much do I weigh? And then start thinking, all right, decoys are this much. The dogs this much, coolers this much, and start thinking all that. And even the camouflage that you may place on there, the fold-up line you have to place on your boat, start thinking about all of that extra weight you put on there. And if your boat's sitting only about 2 to 3 inches out of the water, you are more or less overloaded, and it can spell to a nasty, nasty outing, either having a swamping or a capsizing of your boat. So I've worked a couple of waterfowl hunts. They were scary. They were scary for those individuals that had mishaps, and they were scary for the rescuers that were going out because we didn't know what we were going to find, or even if we were going to find the person. Then to kind of move into things is just like you said there, it's the old adage, you got the cloud cover coming in, it's pushing the birds. Birds are going to be up and moving around, but they're going to be flying lower. So usually when these guys are going out, it's weather starting to become and be more at its worst. We talked about our water levels being low, and some of our favorite spots, you may or may not be able to operate your boat.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.